You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. If you're one of those people that push work-life balance, just remember, the people who like working a lot don't care. I've never regretted trying harder at anything, ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. And there's, you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out. Because if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch.
We suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome? It was all just 40 to 60, you know, vanilla ice cream mush gray like existence.
Yeah.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe. When you believe, everything is possible. You have a two hands.
Every f***ing day I wake up and I don't want to do some f***ing shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a today? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
And if you don't have a high, you don't have lows, it doesn't come. If you numb the bad, you numb the good.
Doing the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing is discipline, right? You don't need motivation to get yourself up to go and do a thing. Make the promise small, build it up step by step. Know that you are going to have setbacks. A habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row.
You feel like right now you're looking around with and you're lost or directionless, I would take about 15 minutes and figure out what the hell you want to do with your life, and I would start getting after it.
When you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and shitty, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering, you know?
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard and I was f***ing just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard and I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there f***ing just are so upset with how you lived your life, regret how you lived it. And I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man, don't f***ing die like this, bro.
I go back to the months and years of preparation to get to that day. And I'm telling myself, the 3:30 in the morning, and I'm looking at my shoes, and I want to go out there and run 30 miles. I have to, in that second, in that moment of this self-talk, my mind saying, you got to find more, you got to find more. I once again calm down, go back into my mind, in my cookie jar, I call it, and I have to reflect back on the shit I did to get here.
When I was in college, drinking, partying, doing all the things and being like, you know what, I'm going to stop this. My friends go out, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to wake up early, I'm going to go to the gym.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell. There's no glory in that.
Everybody has that voice in their head that says, hey, could you really do this? Is it going to happen?
There's nothing out there for me.
And that's the problem. You hung up your cape and your cowl, but you didn't move on. You never went to find a life. But you're not living. You're just waiting, hoping for things to go bad again.
Whatever reasons that we usually give ourselves in the beginning for why we can't achieve something, you can almost always find not only just someone, but someone who's achieved world-class levels of success with worse conditions than you currently have, which then means it's absolutely possible. And then the only thing that it takes to get there is work.
If you want to change your life, you must change your ways. You must develop discipline. You must develop strength.
You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. Relentless pursuit, day in and day out. That's what it takes. But also, things don't usually fall apart quickly either. It's a slow process. A little slip here, a little setback over there.
If you talk about work-life balance as a 22-year-old man, you're hanging around with the wrong people. That annoying feeling when you realize you've outgrown your social circle isn't loneliness. It's your ambition finally speaking louder than your need to belong.
And there's a narrative that we should not criticize ourselves. We should not say the things that we could have done better. But I believe that that voice isn't an insecurity. I think it's a version that wants you to chase your potential.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything. Mm.
Trees don't hang around with the grass, even though they all started from the same place.
Spend so much time on self-improvement that you have no time to criticize others.
Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Don't make excuses. Now, some of the best athletes, or the greatest athletes in the world, do things when they're uncomfortable. It's the best people who can overcome when they're tired, sore.
Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action.
I had to stop thinking normal. I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre.
It's always you versus you. If you compete, if you're competing against other people, you know what I mean? Competing against others, and you're going to become bitter. Eventually, you'll become bitter. But if you compete against yourself, you'll become better. You know what I mean?
Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
You are not ready.
I know.
Like everyone else, you want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose. To accept defeat, to learn to die, is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
Really want to avoid all the critics in your life, then do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing, and you'll never get their attention. But if you are something, and you're doing something, and you become something, guess what? You get their attention, and that pisses them off, because they can never be what you are now. So the only thing they can do to make themselves feel good is try to bring you the f*** down.
The hardest thing is to keep going, but we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on. And I would imagine for so many people out there, that is probably the most difficult thing.
Learning is the beginning of wealth. Learning is the beginning of life change. Some people want to start with motivation, but you don't start with motivation. But here's the best motivation we've got going. The proof of our success.
Focus and fail fast. Focus and fail fast. Learn quickly, try something new.
If you make yourself more than just a man, if you devote yourself to an ideal, and if they can't stop you, then you become something else entirely.
Which is
legend.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus. And having a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. I mean, it doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player, painter, right? It doesn't matter.
Right.
Right. You try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
A quote that has helped me immeasurably over the last few years. It's something that hit me, and it knocked me for six. And it's so simple. And it's from a book called The Horse, The Boy, The Fox and The Mole. And it's basically an illustration book. And one of my favourite quotes out of the whole book is, a boy and a horse are in the woods. And the boy says to the horse, "I can't see a way through." And the horse says, can you see your next step? And a boy says, yeah. And a horse says, then just take that.
Wow.
And it hit me.
Yeah.
All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Instead of that, just go, right, I'm not going to worry about that, because that will come. With each step, you will get closer to that. So I don't need to worry about how far away it is. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
Go for it, guys. You got to say, you know what? This comfort zone I'm in is a f***ing danger zone. It's a danger zone because what is it doing? It's stopping you from your true potential. It's comfortable. I don't want to step out here because I don't know that area. Don't let anyone say you can't do something. Don't let your mind say, oh, I can't do it anymore, to your body. You can, you just gotta push past it. At the end of my life, my tombstone, one thing it'll have on it, no f***ing regrets. And that's a good life, man. But I'm gonna give it a shot, to have some support. They get behind you, you know, and then you go for it, and you, bam, you overcome that step. The next step's even bigger and bigger. Next stop, then you're on top of the mountain, man. You ain't got one life. Why not go for it, right?
Isn't it about time you become that person you knew you always could be? How do you do that? You break the mold, guys. You get the out of bed when it's cold, when it's early. You do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. That's psychotic behavior. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result, doesn't work that way. You must switch up the mainframe. Switch it up if you want a different result, man. Why not try it, man? Shock the system. Start with an earthquake, man. What I mean by that is, yeah, get up at 4 in the morning one day. Just one day. And go for a run. Commit to one day. And see how you feel. As you're jogging it back in around 5 or something. As your neighbors are still asleep. Or as you're jogging it back in at 6 o'clock. And your neighbor's just getting up, grabbing the coffee, looking outside. Wondering, you know, what the day's going to hold for them. Well, your day's already provided something for you.
In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't. I can't do it. I just don't. People are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee-deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen. And that's what people don't know.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
Everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it.
Like, let me see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude?
The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations, and you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men in hard times.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
You should be a monster. He said you should be a monster. You should be ruthlessly ambitious and then learn how to control it. And it's that old expression, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Your laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow that will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal, the way we were created, is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains, and we have plenty of examples of that in history. But when that pressure, like almost like a barometric pressure, releases, and we don't feel the need to get something done, we could become incredibly lazy because there's no necessity. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done.
Try to find a thing that you really enjoy. Try to find a thing that you're passionate about. Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that like I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser.
We all live in this world where our brains are keeping us in this box. Outside that box, on the other edge of suffering, which is all the others of that 40%, is a world that's endless of opportunity. But we are afraid to go outside that box because in that box it's comfortable. Outside that box, man, God gives you a shovel and says, man, start digging. That's not fun. But when you dig your own path to all kind of stuff that's unknown. And that's why I started realizing, man, like on the other end of this is some beautiful stuff. So I got outside my box and realized, man, 300 pounds, now look at me, I'm 185 pounds, and on the other side of the box was all this stuff. And I didn't know it was over there until I climbed the wall.
I am a man with a point to prove, and I will go out and I will prove it.
Here we are,
yeah,
in front of that arena.
You know, if you have a clear, like, if you have a clear picture in your head of something that is going to happen, and a clear belief in that it will happen no matter what, then no, nothing can stop it. You know what I mean? It is destined to happen, and that's what happens. You know what I mean? It's perfect.
Every family deserves to have a winner. I think it should be you. But you also have to disconnect, unplug your umbilical cord from the belly button of average, and plug yourself into the mindset of a winner, which is a winner does more than expected every single time, no matter how they feel, no matter the circumstances.
You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen.
But if you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
There's a payoff for bad eventually. There's a payoff. It can't be bad, but for so long. If you got the strength and the understanding to realize that, shit will change.
You need to get on it. You need to be in here every day. You're almost out of time. You're 22. You're late.
Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcomes. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm going to do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were going to get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become?
You cannot erase the work ethic part. There is no getting around. Ain't no elevator to the top. You got to take the stands.
I've had quite a few people on that have that same message, and it resonates with people because we're all trying to improve ourselves. No one's perfect.
Nope.
I'm not perfect now. I never will be. You're not, and you never will be, but you're better than you were yesterday, and you're going to be better tomorrow.
You have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the f*** is in front of you.
If you take away suffering and leave discomfort, you realize that the only difference between discomfort and suffering is resistance.
You don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're going to do it to try and be the best.
You need to put yourself in uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable scenarios, okay? If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. Let me say it again. If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. As a man, you have to understand that We as men, we do better in environments where we are uncomfortable, okay? You put pressure on a rock, it turns into a diamond.
Through this, through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition of the same thing that you don't want to do, and that's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental, like an armor for your mind.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now, and you're the hero of the movie.
Yeah.
What would that guy do?
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's like the first thing you want to do is dispense with the idea that you get to have any permanent security outside of your ability to contend and adapt. It's the same issue with children. It's like you're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. You might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking.
You find no f***ing answers in the light. None. It's too happy. It's too nice. And we're not, we don't need to be taught how to live in happiness. That just comes naturally to us.